see them.
My grandpa lived here 104 years old.
Is that right?
We got his record back the sixth generation.
For the record, did I ask you how old you are?
I'll be 82, 10th of March coming.
I always hesitate to ask the women how old they are.
I don't hesitate to tell them. I'll be 83 in November.
Oh.
I'll be married 60 years.
60? Well, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a little while.
Well, let's get back to this and maybe we can rush on through it. What about the eggs that have been cooked in water?
Poached.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave a shell on them, what do you call that?
Hard boiled.
Mm-hmm. And the meat that you eat with your eggs in the morning, maybe.
Bacon.
And what else? Maybe there's something else you might eat for breakfast.
Well, he eats cereals of some kind.
Yeah. I mean, another kind of meat, the one is, you know, the ground up kind.
Whole sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call the man that you get your meat from?
Butcher.
And if the meat's old and not fit to eat, what do you say is the matter with it?
Stale.
You ever use any other word? You ever say tainted or?
Oh, that's what Major Melvin say. That's tainted meat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tainted or rotten.
Mm-hmm. And if the butter's in the same condition, what do you say is the matter with it?
Strong.
Strong. You ever hear the word rancid for butter that's old?
No.
Some people do, and I
No, I know. Do you remember that perkin of butter they gave you out there?
It's all right. I'll
into the cold storage salon. They said that was too strong. They wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some of the things that are made? Some of the kinds of meat that are made got from a hog that you killed. I know there's
pressed meat, sausage, and liverwurst.
Well, how do you make pressed meat?
Well, you take the heads and the feet, clean them real good, and boil them up till they're just as soft as they can be, and get that all off the bones, and grind it up, and put it in a pan, and press it, and you can slice it off just like you do on sausage.
You ever hear that called anything else around here? You ever hear it called souse meat?
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I was just trying to think. I've heard it called souse meat. That's right.
You ever hear it called head cheese?
Yes. Head cheese, too.
But you always called it pressed meat.
Pressed meat.
That's what my grandmother always called it, and I remember it. It's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
Well, what else?
They take the liver and they heart and the lights and got enough to make what's called liverwurst. And they would pack that in a part of the bigger intestine that they would clean, and they soak it in salt and water and so on like that, and then press it in the, shove it in with a sausage presser.
Yeah. Well, did you ever make blood sausage, or you ever hear of that?
No, I've heard of it, I made it. And Tracy used to make it. We had an aunt for marriage, it was German, she made.
What do you call these pieces, little chips, sort of? They're kind of hard, tough. Sometimes you put it in cornbread, make a special kind of cornbread.